There aren't many people who can say they spurred a standing ovation from lawmakers not long after posing for a mugshot. Republican State Senator Fletcher Hartzell from Concord accomplished that strange feat yesterday. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
Towards the end of the day's session, Hartzell rose from his seat to ask for a point of personal privilege, a chance to freely address his fellow senators. His request was granted.
Today has been a pretty tough day for me, as many of you probably know.
Indeed, the news had broken hours earlier. A Wake County grand jury indicted Hartzell on 3 counts of lying on campaign finance forms and for using tens of thousands of dollars in donations to pay for personal expenses, big and small, maintenance for a commercial property he rents to a daycare, premiums on his life and car insurance, dinner with his wife and kids. Hartzell even charged his campaign for the shoes he wore, which the practicing lawyer told investigators were only needed because he is a state senator. An investigation by the North Carolina State Board of Elections also found Hartzell's campaign paid the senator $345,000 over a 12-year span. But none of this was brought up on the Senate floor yesterday. Instead, Hartzell's focus was this.
I would like to simply say that the most long-suffering person that I know is sitting in the gallery.
Perched high above the Senate floor, there were 30 seconds of silence as Hartzell composed himself.
My wife of 44 years.
Again, a long pause. His voice cracked before the now indicted senator could finish the introduction.
The love of my life. Tana.
Ms. Hartzell, please stand to be recognized. Please stand to be recognized.
And that may be the last time a Hartzell is applauded in the General Assembly. After 26 years in the Senate, Hartzell is not seeking re-election. Besides the state charges, he is also under federal investigation. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.